Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome into the Pro Football Chase Podcast. It's Isaac Sines with you. And joining me for an interview today is East Carolina offensive tackle Deontay Smith. Now, Smith is a two-time All-American Athletic Conference honoree, earning third-team accolades in the process as well. He's now preparing for the 2021 NFL Draft. So, Deontay, thanks again for joining me. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. Thank you again for having me.
Not a problem. I'm excited to get you on and learn more about your journey through football. So, Deontay, you're a fifth-year senior at East Carolina. You made 26 consecutive starts for the Pirates starting in week one, and you put together quite the resume there for East Carolina. So, what can you say about your time at that football program?
I appreciated my time at East Carolina so much. Just with me having the opportunity to be coached by many different coaches, I've had three different offensive line coaches, a couple of different offensive coordinators, a couple of different head coaches. So it allowed me to be able to learn and adapt more to different things. And I just appreciate that so much, along with the people that I met there to help me along the way.
Yeah, Mike Houston took over as ECU's head coach in 2019, so you didn't necessarily have a long time with him at the program, but in that brief stint, Deontay, how instrumental has he been in your development?
I feel like the new coaching staff along with Coach Houston have helped me a lot, growing mentally and physically, and they just showed me like a different way of doing things, and so I was able to adapt and learn and grow with their system also.
You started at left tackle in every contest of the 2018 and 2019 seasons while competing in 32 total games. How confident are you in your ability, Deontay, to play multiple spots along the offensive line if called upon?
Yes, sir. I feel very confident in my ability to play multiple spots. I've played multiple spots in college. I played left guard in college before, started a game at left guard. I've also worked at different positions, so I feel very comfortable with my opportunities as it comes to me playing another position.
Now, listed on the ECU website, it could be off by now, but they had you at 6'4", 275 pounds. Regardless if that's accurate right now or not, one thing is accurate, and it's that you are one of the most athletic offensive tackles in the 2021 NFL draft class. Deontay, how will your athleticism translate to the next level?
I just plan on being able to use what I've already been able to learn, along with the advanced coaching that I will be receiving, and just taking what I can use from everyone I can use. Just being an open book and just trying to keep getting better technically, fundamentally, mentally.
Speaking on intangibles, Deontay, you know, the things that are done in the film room, in the weight room, your leadership ability. What are some things that set you apart from other draft prospects?
Some things that set me apart is I come to work every day. I feel like I have an attitude ready to work. I'm always eager for competition, and I love to get better.
As an offensive lineman, Deontay, are there any offensive linemen out there in the NFL right now, or maybe even retired offensive linemen, that you like to watch their film extensively to better enhance your skill set and knowledge of the game?
Extensively, I might watch Laremy Tunsil a lot. I like to watch Deion Dawkins a good bit, Lane Johnson. It just depends on what I can really get a good view of what they're doing. But Laramie Tunsil does a lot of things I like to try to pick up and take from.
Now, this is an exciting development for you, Deontay. You were invited to compete in the Recess Senior Bowl in Mobile, Alabama on January 30th of 2021. You did accept that invitation. Now, the Senior Bowl, for those that don't know, it's an all-star showcase that has helped many great players get some notoriety and attention. There in Mobile, Deontay, you're going to get to go up against the best seniors in all of college football. How excited are you for that opportunity?
I'm very excited for the opportunity just to be able to compete and show what I can do and just show like where I feel like I am and what I'm capable of. And I'm just excited also for the opportunity.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I wanted you to go out and be able to network with the coaches and be able to learn more and also develop my game some more. So it'll be a great experience for me, I feel like.
Do you carry a chip on your shoulder at all because you were maybe overlooked by larger programs coming out of high school?
No, I do not. Actually, I just feel like I know coming out, I may have felt like that as a younger adult, but being at East Carolina taught me so much about, myself and growing up and being a man and handling things on my own more than I have in high school. So I wouldn't change that at all. I'm happy I went to East Carolina. It made me the person that I am today.
NFL scouts will be there in Mobile watching you play, Deontay. There's going to be some questions from them, as every draft prospect's always going to have questions from NFL scouts, but what are some things you're going to be looking to prove during that week to all those NFL scouts who are still looking to learn more about you?
I just plan on proving to them that I can. My weight is not going to be a problem. I'm going to be able to hold my weight, and I'm going to be able to prove to them that I can play. So I'm not sure. How it's going to pan out, but I'm just going to go out there, give it my best, compete the way I want, the way I know I can compete.
What will be your response to NFL executives that ask you about your football IQ and passion for the game?
My football IQ, I feel like, is very good. I feel like I can always learn more and keep improving. My passion for the game is unremarkable. I love to play this game. I love to just watch this game. I love to be a part of this game. So anything with this game, I just feel like that's me. I've just been loving football for as long as I can remember.
If NFL personnel would go talk to a couple of your teammates at East Carolina, what would those teammates say about your leadership ability?
They probably say I'm more of a by-action leader. I like to try to go out and just do things and let my actions speak for themselves. But I am vocal at times when I need to be. So I feel like they'll probably say I'm more of a hands-on leader.
So, Deontay, how are you going about your preparations for the Senior Bowl? You know, you got a little bit more than a month until you get up to Mobile, Alabama. Are you starting to get a little bit more in rhythm with some specific drills? Are you still lifting? Like, what's going on right now with your training?
So, yes, sir. I have a lift program, a lift schedule and everything throughout my week and everything. And I'm also still training with drills and everything. So I'm just trying to keep better my mind so I can better my mind and my skill set so I can just be prepared to play, be at my best.
You match up a lot with some of these offensive tackles that possess that same athleticism and quickness off the ball. One lineman that comes to mind is Terron Armstead from the New Orleans Saints, the left tackle there. And you know, Deontay, as you move up to the next level, those defensive ends and defensive linemen, all those guys are athletic freaks, and they can get off the ball quick, and they also have that power at the line of scrimmage. So how are you looking to be able to not only handle those types of athletes in the NFL, but dominate?
For me, it's always with technique and passion. As long as my technique and fundamentals are in line and I'm playing with passion, I feel like I can be able to do my job.
What else do you want people out in the NFL community to know about yourself, Deontay? What can you bring to the table for an NFL organization?
I bring to the table that energy to the people around me. I bring energy to the game, and I'm always ready to bring more energy and compete more.
Well, Deontay, I'm really excited to see how things go for you at the Senior Bowl. That's going to be a tremendous opportunity for you to boost your draft stock. And as you continue with your draft preparation, I'm excited to see what you're going to be able to accomplish, man. So stay safe out there, as always, in the COVID pandemic. And I look forward to seeing how you continue to progress between now and the NFL draft at the end of April.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much. You stay safe also.
Yes, sir. Blessings and take care.
You too.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error. Get the Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.